From Chicago, Illinois, the Coca-Cola Company presents the Spotlight Review. Starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and tonight's guest, Tex Williams. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, complete with Klaxon, Fife, and Hobo, open the show with Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Gentlemen, I'm plumb proud to present my partner, a real hombre and as square as they make them. That musical cowhand, the one and only rootin', tootin', shootin', Spike Jonze.
Thank you. What's this Western dialogue, Mike? You sound like an old cow. And?
Spike, did you forget about our guest tonight?
Well, no, it's Tex Williams, but I still don't get the Western talk.
Well, you want to make him feel comfortable, don't you?
Comfortable? Yes, I shall offer him my own brand of soothing music.
I don't think that'll make it, Spike.
No,
you gotta talk Western like, reach for the ceiling, partner, or I'm a riding and a singing stranger.
But I don't know any Western talk.
Don't you know anything about the West?
Well, sure. I once got a powder burn from sitting too close to a Roy Rogers picture.
Oh, no, Spike. Here, let me help you. What did you do this morning?
Well, I jumped up and took a bus over to the studio.
No, Spike, you didn't take a bus.
I didn't?
No, you saddled up old paint and you moseyed over the canyon.
Okay, well, then I decided to have breakfast, so I went into a restaurant.
Spike, you didn't go into any restaurant.
I didn't?
No, you rode your ornery critter over to the chuck wagon, and you chowed.
I chowed?
That's right, you chowed.
Let's see, then I came over here, and I started rehearsing for the broadcast.
Spike, you didn't do that.
Well, I'm sorry, what did I do?
You came on into the corral, and you rounded up all the dogies.
Now, wait a minute, do I really have to talk like that?
You sure do, Pard.
Well, if I have to act real Western, there's one thing I'm going to do right now. I'd like for all of you to meet a partner of mine in this here ranch. A little gal who's mighty fast on the trigger and has been shooting her way into popularity. It's that Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
You've heard of Rosie the Riveter. Well, she's got nothing on me. 'Cause long before her time, I had a job in Tennessee. I turned a knob with just one hand, and I was satisfied. But then one day I looked up, and the foreman was by my side. Your right hand's kind of busy, gal, but your left hand's a hanging free. Just put it on this here knob that there's efficiency. Oh, turned them to the left and right. It weren't so hard to do. But then one day the man said, why don't you kick this pedal too? So there I was a-turning and a-kicking with all my might. The superintendent came along and he said, this gal's all right. You got your motor running and your rhythm is right smart. But this one foot you're not using, use it here to push this part. Not easy, Kim. My kin folks came to see me. They thought I was so good. So I just turned and kicked for them as fancy as I could. One day the big boss came along. He looked at me so queer. He said, I'll give you a bonus for one more movement, dear. Here comes the end of my story. It's sad, but don't you weep. They went and tied a broom on so I could turn and kick and sweep, 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 sweep.
Well done, gal. You sure sing mighty pretty. Yes, sir, mighty pretty.
Say, what kind of talk is that, Spike? You sound like a fugitive from a rodeo.
I do? Gee, that's wonderful, Shazy. Just think, in only 1 minute, I've learned how to talk Western.
Well, I don't understand why all this boots and saddles jive.
Well, when Tex Williams gets here, I want him to feel at home. I think you should try the Western lingo on him, too, Dorothy.
Oh, yes, Tex Williams. Gee, I'm not much on that Western palaver, Spike.
Well, Dorothy, to tell you the truth, neither am I. Would you run over to the library and get a book that tells about the West? Then perhaps when Tex comes over, we'll both be able to speak more authentically.
Gotcha, Spike. Be right back.
While Shazy's over at the library getting our cowboy lessons, I'll do a little practising. The cowhands and I have been playing around with a little number. It's been mighty popular in the West. Of course, that's West India. It's called Jungle Town, featuring Paul Judson and Freddie Morgan.
Moon is coming soon. There will be a serenade to a pretty monkey maid. Soon the big baboon comes out to swoon beneath the moon. She'll be true to Monkey Doodle Doo way down in Jungle Town.
So we left the tiny little village and struck out into the mysterious jungle. By means of the grapevine, we had heard of two men whose knowledge of the jungle could help us greatly. After hacking our way through the dense undergrowth for hours, we finally came into a clearing and saw a little thatched hut. We crept up silently to the hut. We wondered if there was a vacancy, but were afraid to ask. Suddenly, we heard voices.
Bruce!
Yes, Jeff, old boy.
Pull yourself together, old man. You're running away, you know.
Can't help it. It's the heat and the rain. But more than that, it's the natives. They're revolting.
They certainly are.
Do you realize we're the only two white men here?
Yes. Are you loaded?
Yes, thank you.
No, I mean your gun, old man.
Oh, quite. Two bullets, one for you and one for me.
They're coming here, Bruce. You've got to talk to them. You're the only one who knows their language at all. I'll guard you.
Righto. Sambu!
Shak shak wana.
What did he say?
He said they're very unhappy, that they've gathered all the natives for miles around to worship the white goddess Pago. They ask permission to sing a song to her.
Good. Tell them they have our permission to sing to Pago.
Zupa! Swano!
Pago, my heart, I love you.
Thank you, students of music. What are your weekend plans include a drive to the country, a football game, a party, or just a lazy day at home. There's one must in every recipe for a bang-up holiday. Plenty of frosty, delicious Coca-Cola. If you're going to be out of doors, pause at the familiar red cooler or at your favorite fountain. If you're staying home, better ask your grocer or service station attendant to put a case of Coke in your car. Then the refreshment part of the fun will be well in hand.
Book, Spike.
Good, Dorothy. What's the name of it?
The West.
Let's see, chapter one, Texas. Chapter two, Texas. Chapter three, Texas. Chapter four, Texas. Chapter five, the West. Ah, here it is. Would you mind reading it to me, Dorothy?
All right. All Western people say the same three things, so we've prepared these answers. The first thing any Westerner will say is, we're proud of our Western hospitality and we'd like you to be our guest for a long time. And your answer is, that's the best news I've heard in years.
That's the best news I've heard in years.
That's right.
Got it.
The second thing they always say is, do you think any other section of the country compares to the West? And you answer, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, the next and last thing they say is that everything they raise and grow is the biggest and the best. And you say, I know that to be a fact.
I know that to be a fact. Now, let me see. The three answers are the best news I've heard in years, absolutely not, and I know that to be a fact.
That's right. Now, don't forget, because here comes Tex Williams now.
I I meant to get here a little sooner, Spike, but I just come from the dentist. I'm having a lot of trouble with my teeth.
That's the best news I've heard in years.
What? You're kidding, I hope.
Absolutely not.
Look here, Spike. The way you're talking to me, you must think I'm a moron.
I know that to be a fact.
Say, what is this?
Oh, Tex, please excuse Spike. It's just that we were trying to make you feel at home, and Spike got this book on Western talk.
Yes, and I guess it would have worked out all right, Tex, but you said the wrong things. Well, even though I can't get a diploma for Western talk, I want you to know how happy we are to have you with us tonight.
Well, I'm happy to be here with you too, Spike.
Tex, since we announced you last week as our guest star, the Daily Mail's asked for two things. Smoke, 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 and that's what I like about the West. So you better answer the mail, son.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette.
Now, a fella asked me the other day what I liked about the West. So I got together my arguments to prove that it's the best. I called the mayor, the chief of police, and even the governor's home to get the facts to back me up, and here's what they said on the phone. We got buffalo, deer, T-bone steaks, fruits, fish, and fowl. Wine and grapes, figs and dates, a chamber of commerce smile. Liquid sunshine, legal moonshine, Reno, Frisco, Tahoe. Man, you name it, and if we ain't got it, we'll get it.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
You can prove that you're a man, drinking fruit juice from a can.
Ride 'em cowboy, ride that pony West.
You can take a gal to a picture show, but the place to build morale is to take her for a moonlight stroll behind the old corral. Things down there are rooting and tooting, there's fighting and feuding and stuff. A prowling stranger could cause a shooting, cause enough of a thing's enough.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
Steal a gal, they're on the loose. Steal a horse, you'll get the news.
Ride 'em cowboy, ride that pony West.
Took a ride that night. We saw a stack of new mown hay. Now you can see my plight. She said, let's sit. We smurred and purred. And finally, to top it off, I got myself a mate for life. Man, I just couldn't help myself.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
Get a ranch, start laughing new. Instead of pitching hay, pitch woo.
Ride 'em cowboy, ride that pony way.
Tex, the City Slickers and I give you four cowbells and a 24-gun salute for a job of singing. Well done.
Well, thank you a whole lot, Spike, but I gotta leave now.
Oh, wait a minute, Tex. Don't go away now.
Oh, I really should be going.
But Dorothy's gonna sing right now.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll stay for shade.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be glad you did, Tex, because here's Dorothy to sing one of the better ballads of the musical season. It's from Allegro, and it's called So Far.
We have nothing to remember so far, so far, so far. We haven't walked by night and shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near. That my own just begun to know how lucky we are. Oh, we have nothing to remember so far. Now at last we've met, and now we can look forward to the things we beginning. We've just begun to know how lucky we are. Oh, we have nothing to remember so far. So far. But now I'm face to face with you. And now things we'll never, ever
sure wouldn't have missed that, Shazy. Glad I hung around. But I gotta go now.
No, don't go away yet, Tex, because you have a third interest in our next caper. You, the Lady Shay, and I now join hands in a musical merger.
I'm at your service, Pike.
Very good, Tex. We present now a mighty medley from the pen of Rodgers and Hammerstein, starring the pride of the jukebox, Tex Williams, that feudin' and fightin' gal, Dot Shay, and Spike Jones and the sweetest music this side of the West. The songs, Oklahoma, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and People Will Say We're in Love.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the wailing wheat, it sure smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oh, Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand, and so we say, Y-E-P-I-O-A. We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow, there's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh,
what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
At me.
Achoo!
Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in
love. Dorothy will be back in a moment. Now, this is Mike Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, it's time to pull down the shades and turn down the lamps.
Well, before you do, Spike, tell me, who's in the spotlight for our spotlight review next week?
Talent, dear lady, talent. Mr. Piano Magic, otherwise known as King of the 88 Keys.
Yes, and I hear his mother calls him Jan August.
Right. So, until next week's stanza, this is Spike Jones, your man Friday.
And Dorothy Shea, your girl Friday.
We'll keep a date to meet you next Friday. Good night.
Good night.
Listen every Sunday to the pause that refreshes on the air. With the music of Percy Faith and songs by Jenny Sims with Roger Pryor on this same station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Spotlight Review is written and produced by Hal Finberg. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.